Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Our teaching this Thursday will emphasize the importance of faith and will help you to understand why it is the main substance a Christian must live by. According to Scripture, without faith it is impossible to please God. Bishop Dag will teach you why faith is essential in your Christian walk. You cannot get far as a believer without a solid spiritual foundation, so today you will discover why every element of your life must be affected by faith. Today's teaching will remind you why you must never draw back from believing in God, and you'll be encouraged to keep your faith until the very end.
Brought me this far to leave me. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. We are asking, Lord, that you guide us by your Spirit into all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our healer, our leader, the one who blesses us. Lord, we ask for your power, the Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Lift your hand and receive the grace of God for your life, for your ministry. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. And I want us to read from verse number 1. It says, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery." Amen. Hallelujah. Do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. I testify again to you, amen, and to everyone who receives circumcision, that he is under obligation, amen, to keep the whole law. You have been severed from Christ if you are seeking, you who are seeking to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. We, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. Amen. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. Amen. Or the King James says, faith that worketh by love. Amen. So my subject this morning is faith works. Hallelujah. Faith works. Faith actually works. Because the Bible says it works. Amen. There are things that don't work, but faith works. Hallelujah. How many have ever had bought something and didn't work? A car that doesn't work, a tape recorder that doesn't work, a phone that doesn't work. Last week, my phone was not working. When I changed it, the other one too doesn't work. So phones can easily not work. Your marriage cannot work. So you are married, but it's not working. Your business is not working. There are many things that don't work, but faith works. Hallelujah. Are you glad that faith works? Your faith actually works. The faith that you have actually contributes to your life greatly. And if you allow yourself to develop faith, it will really affect your life. Amen. A negative person, right, is like someone who doesn't have faith. He has faith in the opposite of everything good. He believes the bad thing is what is going to happen. Now, such a person usually does not do well, because negative people are known to not prosper. So, some people have accused the faith teachings to be something like positive thinking. But faith teaching is not positive thinking. It's not having faith in, positive words, but it's having faith in God. Yes. Having faith that God is real, God is alive, and God will help you. Amen. So faith works. If you turn with me to Mark 11:22. Let's go to Mark 11:22. It says, have faith in God. So it's not just having faith or having being positive, but believing in God, that God is a good God. God is a great God. That God is able. We sing the song, He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able.
He can handle anything that comes my way.
He is able, he's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able to make me. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He can handle anything that comes my way. He is able, he's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, he's more than able to make me what he wants me to be.
Is it not beautiful? He is able. He is able to make you what he wants you to be. To accomplish what concerns you today, he is able. And that is why we teach what the Bible says. Have faith in God. Believe in God. Believe that God is able to do many things. And that faith works. It really works. That when you have faith, eventually you find out that the things that you believe have come to pass. It works. Verse 23, Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what he saith." You will have the things that you are saying, and they will happen. So when a person has faith and he constantly says things that are positive, that are bright, that are speaking of good news for the future and for your future. I say your future. Did you hear me? I'm talking about your future. And he says it. He says he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have it. He will have it. This thing works. I say it works. Speaking the words that God places in your heart. Once you get to the point where you can believe it in your heart, you will have the things that you say. Be careful of the things that you say, that you believe, I should say, first of all, because the faith you have works. It really, really works. Amen. So this morning, I want to share with you how to overcome your Goliath with faith. How many want to know how to overcome Goliath? Goliath. Somebody say Goliath, Goliath. It depends on where you were trained. Amen. You can overcome Goliath through faith. Now, everybody will meet a Goliath in his life. How many have got some Goliaths in your life already? A Goliath is a big problem. Amen. That stands in your way. Amen. That is a Goliath. It's an obstacle and a difficulty and a challenge that is standing in front of you. But that is why we sing the song, "He is able. He is able. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able. He's more than able. He can handle. He can handle. He can handle. He can handle Goliath. You believe he can handle Goliath?
He is able,
more than able, to do much, much more,
to do much more
than I could ever dream. Whoa! He is able, he's more than able, to make
what he wants
me to be." Wow. Tell somebody, my faith has already started working. How many realize that your faith is working already? Your faith is taking you forward.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Have you found Romans chapter 10? Verse 13. "Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher?" "How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful at the feet of those who bring good news of good things. I have good news for you today. Did you hear me? As I'm bringing the good news that you are expecting. Amen. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news. This scripture, if you understand what it's talking about, is talking about in those days they didn't have text and phone calls and cablegrams and so on. So what happened was that when we are going to war, maybe Accra is going to fight with Lagos, and they go to fight, or let's say Accra is going to fight with Kumasi, and then they go and they meet maybe at Suhum or somewhere in the middle, and they fight, and all the people in Accra, the women, the children, the families, the old people who couldn't go to war will be waiting in their houses, standing outside the town, waiting to hear of the news of whether there was victory for their people. Because if they lost, then it means that the soldiers of the other side are going to come to the town and rape the women, kill them, take all the money and everything that they had. So everybody was tense in the town, waiting to hear the news of the battle. And you cannot know who has won because there's no phone or text. And then suddenly they will see somebody coming, and you could see from the way the person was running from the spring. And that's how they say, how lovely on the mountains, as he's crossing the Kwehu Mountains, coming to Accra to tell the guns that they won over the Ashantis. How beautiful are the feet of them who bring good news, good tidings of good things that have befallen them. Is it not a powerful thing? So that is what an evangelist is. An evangelist is someone who is coming over the mountains and coming far to bring good news to the people that are waiting tense. They can never be saved unless they hear that good news. However, they did not all heed the good news. For as Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You will overcome your Goliath by faith. Just one thing. Did you hear me? Faith. The Goliath in your marriage. One day a brother got married. And when he went to the honeymoon, he was with his beautiful wife. After the first night, they had a lovely time. Then during the day, the next day, something happened. And then the new wife, got angry. Hey! She was wild. Then she turned to the husband and dressed him down. And she told him, listen, I've had boyfriends before. It's not you who is coming to mistreat me. I would not take nonsense. Then she took the ring. You can have your ring. Honeymoon. I'm talking about honeymoon. This is a Goliath. And without faith, you cannot overcome this Goliath. But I see you overcoming all forms of Goliath that you have encountered in the name of Jesus. Now, there is only one key to overcoming Goliath, and that is faith. Have faith. Because the key is not go and train. The day that you meet Goliath, you will not have done training. You cannot be bigger than Goliath. Goliath is Goliath because he's bigger than you. You can't make yourself bigger than Goliath. He's always bigger. He's always stronger. You always don't have enough money. You always don't have enough anything. That is what makes it a Goliath. Is that you don't have the capacity. You don't have the ability. So something else is going to come and add to you that is supernatural. And that ability is going to put you over. And that thing is faith. Your faith. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world. Turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Are you born again? Are you born again? Then you are an overcoming kind of person. Did you hear me? I said you are an overcoming kind of person. And now he's giving you the source of the victory. He said, this is the victory. This is what will give you the victory over Goliath. It is your faith. Now, when David met Goliath, how did he overcome him? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines had gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Socor, which belongs to Judah. Amen. In battle array. Are you listening to me? Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. Everybody say, faith is the way I'm going to overcome this problem. Faith. You have to believe God. Believe. Believe God. I'm showing you from the Bible. Somebody has met Goliath before. I want you to see how he overcame him. Verse 3. The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, while Israel stood on the mountain on the other, with a valley between them. Then a champion. Hey! A champion. Somebody who has been beating people for a long time. Maybe you have been beaten for a long... Everybody before you has been beaten for this, by this particular problem for years. A champion came out from the armies of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Mercy. He had a bronze helmet. What height is that? 6 cubits. 13 feet. And I'm 6 feet. So can you imagine somebody? It will be like the speakers. It's a Goliath. I'm 6 feet. And 13 feet is plus 7. So he'll be like that. The shoulders will be up there. And you see, some of you, you see, the kind of financial problem that you've met, you get it? It's far bigger than you. There's no way you can overcome. When you see a man like this, even, I mean, Rambo's height, you'll be afraid. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, you'll be afraid. Now, he had a bronze helmet on his head and was clothed with a scale armor which weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. How much is that? He also had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. And the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels of iron. He stood and shouted. This is the part that you see. He stood and he shouted. He shouted, faith comes by hearing. He shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not a Philistine man? And you, the servants of Saul, choose just one man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and I kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us. And again, verse 10, the Philistines said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words, faith cometh by hearing. When they heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. That was the end of the battle. Because faith cometh by hearing. What you hear is what gives you faith. And what you don't hear, when you hear negative, you get negative faith, which is fear. Fear is negative faith. Faith is positive. Negative faith is fear. That is why Jesus always comes with fear not. The devil comes with fear. But Jesus, when Jesus came to the woman of who was bleeding, and they came and told him that Jairus' daughter was dead, he immediately turned, because the devil always comes with fear, but Jesus immediately comes with fear not. Fear not, fear not. And the devil comes with fear. And Jesus comes with fear not. Don't fear. So the devil comes with fear. When the Bible says that when they heard it, Bible says he shouted from the mountain. Just am I not a Philistine? I'm just one. You to come. Anybody come, I kill you. Everybody here will be our servants. The people were afraid. Saul was in the tent. But you see, there was one man who was not there to hear this rubbish. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He was not here to hear this rubbish. He was in the wilderness singing, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Hey! The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Whom shall I be afraid?
When the wicked one, even my enemies and foes, came up against
me. Wow.
They stumbled. And they all fell.
I see you overcoming in Jesus' name.
Though one army may encamp against me.
Oh, Shambhala Bakabayambala.
My heart shall not fear. Though war may rise up against me. In this will I be confident.
Hallelujah. Amen. These are what David has been meditating on in the forest, not listening to a shouting man. That's why I said that to you, that if you are going to overcome, turn off that secular radio listening to news. Iraq is being bombed. Libya is dying. They have caught this, Gbagbo. This, that, Konedu, Ajiman, this. It's not going to help you much. I'm telling you, for your real life. Yeah, as you hear people shouting, you begin even become afraid in life. You hear news, bad. Every news is bad. I even tell my wife sometimes that don't put on the news, even when we are not there. The television is on. He's speaking bad news into the room. Because faith comes by hearing, and when you are meditating with the Lord, you don't get a chance to hear all this. And you hear the Lord, and even when the time comes that you hear some of those, because you can't sometimes avoid it. God's word will cause you to hear better the real thing that you need to hear, because you are already tuned that way. So verse 11, they were afraid. Faith comes back. What Bible says, look at it, notice and underline it in your Bible. When Israel heard, when they heard it, that circle the word heard. Hearing. I'm talking about faith. That's why Jesus said, take heed what you hear. When they heard it, say, wow, man. That's why those who listen to messages, who buy CDs, who listen to sweet melodies, who hear the word, things being preached, you are always different. Now, verse 12. David was the son of Ephraimite, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. Jesse was old. 3 other sons had gone after Saul to the battle, verse 13. All right? And their names were this. Now, verse 40. David was the youngest. But David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock at Bethlehem. So he was watching after sheep, singing songs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now the Philistine came forward morning and eve. David was a messenger between the sheep and going to visit his brothers and coming back. Came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his hand. And took his stand. Then Jesse said to his son, now take for your brothers roasted grain, 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brothers. Bring this cheese to the commander of the 1,000 and look to the welfare of your brothers and bring back news. And for Saul and they, all the men of Israel, are in the valley of Elah. Verse 20. So David arose early in the morning and left the flock with a keeper. You see, he was not there to hear this shouting. He was not there to hear this nonsense. And he came to the circle of his camp while the army was going out in battle, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle array, army against army. Then David left his baggage in the care of the baggage keeper and ran to the battle line and entered in order to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, the champion, the Philistine from Gath, Goliath, was coming down from the army and he spoke these same words and David heard them. Listen, no, David heard it. But he had been hearing some other things. Verse 24. Now when all the Israelites saw, they fled from him. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who is coming? Surely he's coming to defy. And it will be. Now David is hearing something else. That the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches. This is some good news. And will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. Hey! So you see now there is some bad news and there is some good news coming. Which one are you going to pick? But a man who is going to overcome will pick the good aspect of the news and say, this is the part I want to be repeating and listening to. So David asked the man to repeat it. Verse 26. Then David spoke to the man who was standing by him and said, what will be done? He has already heard. He said, I want to hear the message again. Can you play the CD? I heard it in church on Sunday, but I want to play that message again because when I hear that message, it gives me the overcoming power to overcome Goliath. So he said, can you repeat it? And he said, what will be done for the man who kills the Philistine? Takes away this report. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in accord with this same word, say, thus it will be done for the man who kills him. So they repeated the message for him. Now Eliab, his older brother, when he's burned against him in anger, he said, what if you left those few sheep? Huh? You are proud. You see, faith people are often accused of being proud. He said, you are so confident, overconfident. You believe in yourself. You believe, who do you think you are? This is the commonest accusation against faith people. A person who believes in God said, you are too proud, you are too whatever. No, there's a difference between confidence and pride. But David said, what have I done now? Was it not a just question? Then he turned away from him. Turn away from all those who are speaking doubt into your life. And he turned to another and said the same thing. That, can you repeat the message? He wanted to hear the message several times. He turned away from the negative messages and asked anyone, can you give me I want to know what I will get. I want to know what will be the whatever. When I hear, say, I will marry the king's daughter. Wow! I will be free man in Israel. Wow! I will get so many, my goal. Wow! All my work in the this thing will come just in. Wow! Faith comes by hearing. I said, faith comes by hearing, and faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Now, when the words which were spoken with David, they were told to Saul. And Saul, you know how the story went on. And then Saul said to David, you are not able. Negative words. You are a small boy. You know, he said, you are but a youth. You are but a youth. While he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and took a lamb, I went after him and I attacked him and rescued him from his mouth. When he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and believeth in his heart that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He saith, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, my bears and my lions. He's going to join them. He's going to be number three. Hey! Since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the... And saith, and believeth in his heart, that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Faith works. I said, faith works. Faith works. Faith can kill the Goliath in your life. When I started a church years ago, people said I was a small boy. They said, who is that? Take. When they mention my name, they say, Takiwa Mills. Instead of saying Dag Heward Mills, Takiwa Mills. Takiwa Mills. Who is that small boy? You are but a youth. People who are even 3 years older than. People who just went to Form 5, they despise me. I've been to university and 7 years of university, a medical doctor. They despise me. They make naught of me. Who is that? He was too small, but where did he come from? When I had a program called Miracle Days Are Here, one pastor in town, he laughed, almost fell off his chair. He said, Miracle Days Are Here. He said, where did Miracle Days go? He said, maybe he has not seen Miracle before. He said, now Miracle Days Are Here. They've made fun of me, laugh at me. He has no power, this and that and what have you. But if you believe in your heart, that those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. And I declare that you are above. You are on top. You are making it. Because God has given you the upper hand through your faith. Become a man of listening to messages. Did you hear what I say? Become a person who plays the tape. Just play. Just play. Believe God. Faith works. Faith works. Faith works. It's something that works. Maybe your car is not working. Maybe your phone is not working. Maybe your CD player is not working. But faith is working. And it will work for you in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet and let's go.
He is able. He's more than able. He can handle anything. He can handle that comes my way.
What concerns me
today.
Does anything concern you? He is able.
He is
every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, thank you for the spirit of faith that is released into the heart. Thank you that every Goliath that presents itself in our life is overcome, overpowered, overruled, and removed from our life in the name of Jesus by your great power. We receive the victory that overcomes in this world, even our faith in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed, every eye closed, you are here this morning. You want to be born again. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want to give your life to God, to Jesus. Is the beginning of your salvation and your great blessing today. If you want to be born again, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, wherever you stand, just lift up your hand, just your right hand. Pastor, I want to overcome. I want Jesus. I want to know God. I want faith. I want to believe in God today. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, come. Come to me. I'm coming downstairs to meet you. Come. Come from where you are standing. Come. He's able. He's able. Come. Come.
He is able. He's more.
Come to Jesus today. Come to the cross today. He's able to accomplish.
To accomplish what?
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Your eyes, lift your hand and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Today, I receive Jesus as my Savior. Oh God, I confess my sins. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. But today, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me. Please wash away my sins. From today, I will follow you. I will serve you. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.